Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Now we're going to get a little... it's not scary, is it?
Well, I don't know.
No, it isn't really. The movie was a bit scary, but then I was a lot younger then.
Yeah.
Because it was the 70s, I think.
Okay. This is a musical basically based on a book written by Stephen King.
Yes.
And it's playing at Chapel Off Chapel, and we're joined by two of the stars, Jack O'Reilly and Emily Mildidge.
Hello.
Was that your right name?
Millidge. It is a very strange last name, though.
No, so no, okay. No.
Well, speaking of strange, what about the character you play in this
stranger,
musical?
Indeed. Yes. Carrie White, telekinetic powers and very interesting relationship.
Now,
with
what are telekinetic powers?
Telekinetic powers, well, it's the ability to move objects via sheer force of the mind alone, to quote directly from the musical. So we see Carrie Double in a little bit of telekinesis.
They believe that she's a witch, don't they, really?
Yes, well, that's the conclusion that Margaret, her mother, who is played by the wonderful Chelsea Gibb in the show, she does a brilliant, brilliant job. That's the conclusion that she does come to.
He's a little bit religious, maybe over-religious. Yeah. I didn't want to give anything away. She's overly religious.
Overly religious, and that
like
does play. Absolutely. Plays a massive part in the storyline and in their relationship. It actually is also the grounds for some fairly violent treatment towards Carrie from Margaret. So.
It's not nice, Claire.
No.
It's not nice.
For a performer doing musical theatre, I can't imagine there are many roles like this.
No, absolutely not. And that's
Annie.
Yes. Indeed, that's another one.
And like Maria von Trapp, sure.
Mm. Yeah, but not as good as this.
But not quite as emotionally intense as this one, no. And so that's one of the reasons I absolutely jumped at the opportunity to play the role.
And Jack, you are the school stud.
School stud, yes.
Aren't you?
Acting? Did that come into
star
into
athlete. There? I've dabbled in a bit of athletics throughout my
What about
years.
Being a stud?
Being a stud?
You're dabbling as we speak.
I'd like to think so, but I don't know if I'm that lucky.
Well, when you watch this, basically you sit down, the musical begins. The energy, Glenn, is phenomenal. It leaps off the stage. And the vocals are brilliant. And bit by bit, this story comes out of these high school kids that bully this young girl who obviously looks probably different to all of them. It's that typical bullying story, isn't it? And then bit by bit, a couple of the characters think, well, maybe this isn't nice. Maybe we shouldn't be doing this. But there's one mole who will not let it go.
Oh,
she's a cow. She's very good.
She's
very good in her role. In fact, the whole cast is absolutely brilliant. And your relationship with your mum, or your relationship with Chelsea, is fantastic, the way you two work together. It really is.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time trying to find where that sat, because it can, of course, be overplayed or manifested, portrayed in a various number of ways. And we wanted to make sure that it still was a relationship grounded in love and some kind of reality that people can connect to, because whilst the themes of this musical are quite extreme and gothic, and that provides a lot of the appeal for it, we want to make sure that it's still speaking to people on a personal level, which it indeed does with the subject matter, the bullying and ostracizing of a girl just because she's different.
And the way that happens, obviously, is there's some great music in this, but it's also your acting is phenomenal by all of you. It really is. And Jack, the way, because Jack ends up, so we can reveal, can't we?
Mm-hmm.
Jack ends up asking Carrie to the prom.
Yes,
and
that's right.
There's the way that you act, you all act that as well. It, musical acting is never that brilliant.
Well, sometimes it's a little bit exaggerated.
Yeah, exactly. It really isn't. Heightened. And in a musical like this, that would be really easy to do, I think, to overact it or to, to make it like Grease, or something like that.
Absolutely.
No bloody way is it like that. But, so that's good to you. So kudos to you guys, because it's fantastic the way you act that.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I guess it would be quite easy to make a two-dimensional story. It's been done and interpreted in so many different ways, but Terence O'Connell, our amazing director, has really sort of worked on all of us having a strong moral conscience as our characters and making these decisions as if they were, life and death to these teenagers, which they are. The school prom is so important to these American teenagers. So
yeah. And especially when it's ruined, because they get blood on you, don't they?
We talked about that.
You have to end up with blood covering.
Yes, I do every night. It's quite a process. And we were just talking before about it was actually quite funny on opening night, because I have to have quite a lengthy shower after every show to get it all out of my hair and off my body. It sticks on my face, actually, even after makeup remover has been applied quite thoroughly. And I got out of the shower on opening night and actually stubbed my toe on the shower, and then it started bleeding, and oh my gosh, I'm actually reenacting the opening scene of the show for real. So that was rather funny.
If you love your musicals, then this is a definite one to go to watch, because as I mentioned, the energy that you get. I'm going to be really honest and say it's an unusual story to make a musical of, but who gives a crap?
Well,
it's
one of the
well done. It's so, and he is a brilliant director to have done it, to stage it like this, and the lighting is, it is fantastic.
Written by the same team that wrote Fame and Footloose, and so they clearly went out of their comfort zone in putting this one together.
But
playing at Chapel Off Chapel all the way through to the 12th of October. A nice long run. Go to chapeloffchapel.com.au. It's called Carrie the Musical.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.